I love microdosing.
I love microdosing.
Yesterday, I needed to go practice my drums, and I popped a little microdose gummy, and I'll tell you what happened. I drummed for about a good 2 hours.
That's fabulous.
Yeah.
I was looking at our new roof, hoping that it wasn't going to leak, and I got some anxiety about it, so I thought, you know what? I'm going to take a gummy just to calm down so I can go to sleep and not worry about this. And I did, and I had a great night's sleep, and I woke up. And there was no leak.
I've noticed a change in you for a positive change.
I like to hear that.
Yeah. I feel like your mood is like very centered.
I'm sleeping much better.
Microdose gummies deliver perfect entry-level doses of THC that help you feel just that right amount of good.
And you can get 30% off your first order, plus free shipping today at microdose.com, promo code PANTS. It's available nationwide. That's microdose.com, promo code PANTS for 30% off and free shipping.
Microdose.com, promo code PANTS.
All right, this week we are playing part one of a very, very special episode. Wouldn't you say, Leisha?
I would say, yes, Kate.
It is our favorite astrologer.
Seriously, Chani Nicholas.
And we're going to talk to her about all things Chani. And then in next week's episode, she's going to give each of us a reading.
That's right. We're going to split it in two. Okay.
It's happening. It's finally happening.
I'm trying to keep my voice low.
Why?
Because it's excitement. I have excitement.
Huh?
I'm excited.
So then show excitement.
You ruined it.
Let it go.
I'm up.
Go up. Go up.
Here I go.
Keep going. I'm excited.
Chani's here.
We have Chani today. Chani Nicholas.
I also try to keep my voice low.
You do?
Yes, because I hate listening to myself and feeling like I'm trying to be pleasing.
You have a beautiful...
Yours is and,
You have a beautiful
tenor
to it. But
you know when you listen
it.
To your back it's and you're like, why am I trying to be so nice? Why can't I just speak plainly?
I don't believe there's one person that can listen back to their voice and say, I like the sound of
it's
that.
It's a thing. Yeah.
It's a thing.
Wait, why am I being nice? Like you're a people pleaser?
I'm surprised. I think I find it so egregious if I even like smack at people pleasing, but I do think it's like such a core part of me. Ugh. So I'm always listening so critically to myself. Anyways, I understand the like keep my voice nice and
you
low.
Have to understand. Yeah. Leisha tries to do this because she really wants to sound studious and serious.
Uh-huh. Well, no, I don't want to be
serious.
It'll
last for about 5 minutes
just don't
and then the authentic
people.
Leisha comes out and it's a helium parade and it's great.
But enough about me. Listen, Chani, this is like, we were just telling you, we've been doing this, 4 years?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
You've been our dream guest.
What?
Like we talked about
you. I was right here the whole time.
You've been here the whole time, but to reach you felt like just you were out of reach.
Yeah. Why?
Because you're Chani,
and you were
Chani
us,
and you're Chani.
Okay, ridiculous.
We
have a lot of people in common.
Yes,
and like
there's a lot of crossover.
We're like right there.
Okay.
Well, in all honesty, we have a friend in common. I think it was Stephanie Allen. She said, "Reach out to Chani." And I was like, "I'm too scared."
What?
Yeah.
Literally,
I don't like
the most
reaching out to people
thing.
I don't know. It makes me nervous. I get shy.
Yeah.
But we were in.
Here we are. We made it though.
Well,
we were all in
an event.
San Francisco together. We all did Lesbians Who Tech.
Yes.
And I geeked out on you. Thank you very much. I couldn't contain my excitement. I don't get starstruck easily. And Leisha freaked out. And I was like, I'm going to ask her.
Oh my God.
Would you be on Pants?
You're like on my list of podcasts to be on though. So
come
we were,
on,
you know what I mean? But I do think that this is a lesson just to like everybody, who cares? Just ask people.
I know.
Because every time I do say something to someone, I'm like, oh, that was easy.
I know.
What have I stopped myself from doing?
I think LA does it to you because you feel like you're either asking someone for something or, right?
Absolutely.
Just feel sort of like, you don't want to cross those lines.
Yeah. It's like sliding into someone's DMs, right?
Yeah.
People do it to me
all the time.
They do.
People do it to me too. And I'm like, wow, you got gumption. I couldn't do it.
Really?
I couldn't do it. I just can't.
With an ask, especially.
Right. Or just like, hey, I love your work. It trips me out. It makes me, I admire the people who have the courage to do that.
Huh. I'm thinking of your chart while you're saying this. I'm calculating things. So everything you say now is filtered through your chart. So
you've read our charts and we're going to get to that later, but we want to ask about you.
I want to know about you.
Because you're exciting. Okay. I'm sure these are typical questions.
Yeah.
But here goes number one typical question. How did you get into this?
I got into this because I was like a super introverted young person and really wanted to understand how to be an adult in the world because I didn't have a lot of examples. And my dad's third marriage, his new mother-in-law, so my new step-grandmother, was a Reiki master. And I thought she was like the most epic human being I had ever met in my life. When I met her, she just like emanated this like healing and power and adultness that I was like, whoa. And she got us a reading as a new family formation with an astrologer. And so I was,
what year?
I was 12 years old. So it was 1702. Or something like that. And I was 12. And we all sat in like a circle in this woman's living room and she read our charts. And I was like, I felt like I understood what she was talking about. And like she was talking a language that I knew, but no one had ever spoken to me in. And she was so good at, I don't know, do you guys have step families?
Yes.
I do. Yes.
Okay. So you know, when you have iterations of families, and especially when you're young, you're like, who are these people? How do we all deal with each other? Like,
right.
Everyone has these different needs and like, who's going to be the which person and how does this happen? And she was so great at just speaking to our differences and like outlining us. And I also felt like it was the first time that someone had seen me and named me as who I was. And it was such a powerful experience. So I felt like familiar with it. And like she helped me locate myself in this new family constellation, and that she also witnessed me in a way that I hadn't been witnessed before. And I was 12. So, you know, like you're really like, what's magic? You're sure. Seeking, you're searching. And she had written a book and my dad got it for me. And that was like my beginning.
What was the book?
A New Astrology for a New Age, something like that.
Wait. Did it have a blue purplish?
Yes.
I had that.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Are you really?
Did it talk about the different stages of each sign?
Yes.
She had like, yes, Tina Katola. That's her name.
Really?
Yes, Tina Katola.
I had that book. I might even still have
it. Oh my God.
That's nuts, Kate.
Well, it's like a known book. This isn't some random book.
So you were really into astrology when
you
were young?
I got into it just as like a little fun hobby from a friend of mine when I was like 18. We would get stoned and we'd be like, oh.
Yeah.
And that's how I got into it. And I just think it's fun. And I think there's a lot of truth to it. I know there's people like the non-believers, but I choose to believe. Like Bigfoot.
Yeah.
I choose to believe.
Well, it either gives you like quality information or not. And if it does, then...
If it works for you, great. And if it doesn't, don't use it. Who cares?
Who cares?
Like it's, but
I know. I don't know why people care so much.
Yeah, I don't either.
Do you get
why
a lot of like non-believers that come at you or something? Or what's it like? Do you feel like you have to defend yourself a lot?
Only, you know what it's like with media. Mm-hmm. Where they just stay on the...
No. It's been a minute.
The same talking point though, right? Like in interviews, I always get the like, so what about people who don't believe? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't care.
Good one,
Leisha.
Like,
oh, okay. Well,
good
I know
one,
I'm
you
two
asked
for
the
two.
You asked the basic question.
Go ahead.
Question.
We'll get, let's excite us. Excite us with a new
job.
Thought.
Good work.
But those are the only, that's the
I
only
know.
Time. But sometimes at
we
like
get
family
who killed
dinners.
Jenny. You know what I mean? It's like, we get
I don't
the same
know.
Questions.
Yeah.
where's Carmen? I couldn't tell you. No idea.
We know what it's like.
I'm sure the same questions are a little better than they were 20 years ago, though.
Right. No, they're not. They're the
no?
same questions.
The same questions.
Jesus. A lot of the same questions.
Wow.
Yeah. So what do you say to the people who may possibly give you a hard time? Although you don't find yourself
really,
in those spaces, do you?
I'm in LA. I live in a bubble. I don't know those people.
True.
But like, why would I? I don't know.
Now, what about the other astrologers out there? Like, there's the Susan Millers. There's the, is Linda Goodman, am I really dating myself with the Linda Goodman reference?
I think Linda and Susan are like, just have such a place in people's hearts.
They're the godmothers,
They ushered in so much in this, like in the last 40, well, I guess Linda's way earlier than that. But
much earlier.
Say like 50 years, right?
Right.
Like Susan Miller's been online since the internet started. So that's like 25 years or something.
She's probably,
older. I don't know. So it's just like they were such gateways for people.
I'm fascinated by this. Hold on.
Okay, go.
I don't know all the old astrologers.
Oh, Linda Goodman was like
sun signs.
Sun signs.
And love signs.
But is it like, is it like an old idea of astrology? Are you like the newer?
I'm actually like a throwback. I'm a traditional astrologer. Oh. So I go back before. They're modern astrologers, but they didn't have the connection to the traditional astrology because it got buried for a really long time.
Why?
Christianity.
Oh, that. Okay. That,
you know.
Once again.
Okay. And then they're like, no,
those
no, no.
Dudes?
Yeah.
So, yeah. So astrology is like a couple thousand years old. So it's gone through all of these different times of power and prominence in different empires and in different regions. And so it goes through a lot of different places and peoples and influences. It's got like this really deep, rich, beautiful history. And then it goes away, you know, like in when Christianity like really takes hold of everything and it goes underground. So
is that
it never
when
goes
we were
away.
Burning witches?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That
yeah, yeah. And okay. Also before that a little. But yes, it's all like part of that purity, like then the stripping away of anything that takes power away from the church.
Okay.
So it goes underground and it like
gosh,
lives.
We would do that.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
It like lives in basements of churches and like there's just like this all of these texts. And so when it comes back in God, I don't have all my dates, but when it comes back in like, I think the 1800s in Europe, it comes back through mainly this guy named William Lilly, who takes a lot of the ancient stuff, but doesn't necessarily, I don't think, have like all of the, a lot of the like through lines to the texts. So anyways, it comes back up and then it starts to do its thing. And then in the 1900s, like the spiritualists, you know, like the folks that started to do seances and they're like the lineage of like New Age.
Are they also speaking to dead people?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. They're having seances and okay. like sit-ins and there's like a lot of like hokey stuff going on, but there's like a revival of wanting a connection to spirituality that's outside of the church.
The church, okay.
And so like they get really obsessed with like ancient Egyptian culture and like have a weird take on Kabbalistic stuff, and then also like astrology and tarot starts to come through. Mm-hmm. And so that all starts to take place, especially in the United States, but also like in England. And then there's this guy named Alan Leo who comes through and he simplifies everything and brings it forth. Not that it does, so he brings astrology kind of back into the mainstream. And then you have like the printing press and you have horoscopes are being written and circulated and also kind of like distilled down to something really simplified. Anyways, all these things are happening and we've lost the texts of the old astrology. So it doesn't come back until like about 25 years ago.
And no all kidding.
Of really?
Yeah, like all of these astrologers, Robert Hand, Robert Schmidt, Demetra George, they all like work on bringing these texts back together and translating them from ancient languages into English and like piecing them back together. And they don't all make sense. And some of them have been copied from copies from copies. And so they do this like massive project. It's called Project Hindsight is one of the biggest projects of it. I'm giving you like a whole.
No, I'm fascinated. I'm glued.
This is and so good. They bring back this ancient way of knowing astrology and it's fascinating and it's beautiful and it's like it's ancient, so it's weird. And they talk about like this symbolizes being attacked by dogs under a full moon. You know, it's like really harsh and really like right. severe because it's like ancient and they didn't care about your psychology or your feelings. But what had happened in between those two things is that Jung got a hold of astrology and was like, this is bullshit. And then he was like, let me see if it works. And then he was like, oh, this is something. This and so it became part of his whole theory. And so there's like a whole Jungian archetypal understanding of your chart that's very infused into modern astrology. And that then became its kind of own thing. And then with the rebirth of what we call traditional astrology, like Arabic astrology, like the Hellenistic astrology, all of these different astrologies from different regions in what we call like the Europe and the Middle East, that comes and you're like, oh, this is like actually, you can see all the similarities, but it's like a different system. And so it's this really like poetic, philosophical, holistic way of looking at everything together.
Oh, wow.
But it didn't have the modern planets and it didn't have it. So it's a different beast, but it's they're cousins. It's just that mm-hmm. this other thing came about and is so rich and so deep, but you kind of, as an astrologer, you know, growing up, like, especially my age, like, you came in through modern and then you got introduced to traditional and you were like, whoa, this is wild. Or you were like, I hate this. This is horrible.
Right. Right. Unrecognizable. So people are like, I'm uncomfortable with it because yes, I don't understand it yet.
Or they just don't like it. Like, there's things about it. It shifts your chart and it does. It's just a different way of looking.
Oh, we had a chart shifting question.
That's right.
Yeah. That's okay. Why. So
well,
that's
they don't
what I'm
match
talking
up
about.
Sometimes.
So it depends on what house system you use. It'll move your planets this way or that. So if you go to my app and you're used to seeing your chart on most other sites, it'll look different to you because we're looking at it from a lens of traditional astrology. And some people would fight me on that, but it's fine. We're looking at it through the
I'm
lens.
On your team.
Yeah, we got your back.
I believe what you're putting down.
Through the lens of how each sign is its own place. And so the houses match up with the signs. It's a more kind of, you could say, simplistic way of understanding something, but it also spreads the information around. Anyways, I love both systems. And then there's also like what people call Vedic astrology, Indian astrology.
Vedic astrology is more based on your moon then, isn't it?
Or it is has it a whole thing about moon and like what section situation you're in. There's like different categories of stuff they look at, but actually Vedic astrology is way more similar to traditional astrology than modern astrology.
Oh, okay.
So traditional Western astrology and Vedic astrology came up at basically the same time, and they traded a lot of information because those trade routes were open. Okay. And so you'll see like words in the Vedic system that are in the ancient traditional system,
yes, like
that are
Chiron,
the same.
Like
yes. How do you know that?
Because I have your app. I told you when I met you. I said you're one of the few apps I ever constantly update, and I look at it every day. I got my weekly reading yesterday afternoon around 12:30. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's like I gotta see what the week. What's
this
the week ahead?
What are you looking
what's
at?
Going on?
Yeah.
Bam. Leisha, my favorite part of the day is going to bed at night, so I can get into my cozy comforter with my Helix mattress, and I'm not exaggerating.
Climbing into your Helix mattress feels like everything that happened in the day falls away.
But I look forward to it. Like, yeah. I look at the clock and I think it's 7:30. I have another hour and a half of having to be out here until I can get into bed.
Okay, Grandma.
And Helix gives you options because everybody sleeps different. You get to see which Helix mattress works best for you and your body by taking the Helix sleep quiz to find your perfect mattress in under, 2 minutes?
Yeah, they make it really quick and they get to know a lot about you right away. About how you like to sleep, how your partner likes to sleep, are you hot, are you cold, are you a side sleeper, a back sleeper? They know it all. They know more about you than your partner sleeping next to you knows about you.
And once you figure out what your personalized mattress is, it then gets shipped straight to your door, which is free of charge.
And right now, Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. So go to helixsleep.com/pants and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. Ladies, we can all bond over this one. Imagine a bra that you actually want to wear. They're hard to find. We all know it. We've been through how many bra brands? Ugh. And you're like, I like this about it, but not this. Or they're just uncomfortable. Well, today's sponsor, Honeylove, has revolutionized the bra game. It's real. Say goodbye to underwire and bulky fabrics that trap heat. Honeylove's bras feature supportive bonding that eliminates the need for underwire without sacrificing lift. It's cool. It's like these little, I can't even describe it, like these little bone things. And it's like, I don't know how they do it, but it's brilliant. Plus, they've made fabric that's so soft, it feels like second skin. So you immediately feel and see the difference. So it's next level comfortable.
Use our exclusive link to get 20% off honeylove.com/pants. Now, after you purchase, they ask you where you heard about them. Please, please support our show and tell them Pants sent you. Honeylove.com/pants. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it. Well, one thing I've never been able to track, and what I guess that's why I'm really drawn to what you do, is because you make the things that can seem really complicated accessible. But something I've never been able to grasp are the planets in the conjunction with the yada yada yeah. to the so and so. I cannot wrap my brain around
yeah.
that.
Well, we are in conjunction like right now.
Does it? Thanks. Thank you.
Right now we're in Leisha's house. This is your house, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're in your, so this is our sign. Our sign is right. It's Leisha's house. But the conjunction is the three of us.
Okay.
So we're in the domain of this gorgeous space. Uh-huh. So it has a feel, it has a style, it has a temperament. So it's probably going to evoke certain things from us. But the three of us are our own. If we were the planets, we would be together, right? So there's a certain combination of energies when you get a Leisha and a Kate and a Chani in the same room.
Right.
They have similarities, they have differences. But like if I was, I don't know, some
my
horrible,
neighbor.
Okay.
Neighbor. No, he's okay, not horrible. He's like, okay, I didn't know you were going to say horrible. Yeah. It came out at the same time.
If we had a wild difference of opinion or...
So that's conjunct. So conjunct means good.
Together. It just means together.
What about...
Conjunction. What's your function?
Yeah,
function's good.
Yeah, functioning
yeah.
good.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Child of the 70s.
So then there's different things. So there's conjunction, opposition.
Opposition is the bad thing. Square is the bad thing.
It's not bad. Opposition is oppositional.
It's right. It's you're opposing.
Yeah. You two have a lot of things that are exactly opposite of each other.
That's why we work.
Yes. It's complementary.
Yep.
So it's like oppositional, but it's also the other side of the coin. And you understand
and you
each
learn.
Other. Yeah, because you're...
Oh, my God. No wonder we've been together for 20
I'm
years.
Exactly. I'm excited that we were right, that we thought that it's actually true.
But you have it in some really amazing ways, because you have it by sign and you also have it by planet combinations.
Wow.
So you have a couple of the same planet combinations that are like the most important, around the most important things that you could have. So you have the same planet combinations, but in opposite signs twice in your charts.
Really?
Twice. Yeah. It's okay, really
wait,
cool.
Before we get into us, okay. I have two more dumb questions. Go ahead.
Okay, let me finish. Okay. So the conjunction junction's good. The trine is good. The opposition, your
not,
opposition.
Okay.
The
conjunctions square, aren't good. They're emerging.
They're merging.
So if two planets have different ideas, but they merge, they got to figure out how to... that then becomes something in the person.
I see.
You know, which can be really interesting.
Right. What about square?
You both have that. No, never mind. You do, but it's in a helpful way. Anyways.
Okay, what about on. Square? Something square.
Square is friction. So there's no resolve to it. Like an opposition can find balance. It's like a teeter-totter kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Can be way out of balance, or it can find kind of some, you know, there's motion, but there's balance. Square is like you're just at this friction point. But that spurs action. So a square can be really good for making people take action, but it's like uncomfortable, it's agitated.
Right.
But we need agitation.
I feel like I have a lot of square in my chart. That tracks.
We're going to find out.
We are, sure you are. Both have a lot of Mars, so that's enough agitation.
Here's my other, sorry, I have one
no,
question
go,
before
nuts,
I give it to you.
Please.
You seem to remember a lot about our charts. Do you just have that memory?
Yeah, you know, like you got to be careful if you ask me to look at your chart, because then it's just locked, it's imprinted in my brain.
Really?
Are you able to just like, you get people's birth information and you do it how you do it and you're like, all right, got it, boom. It just makes sense to you instantly?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Because you know the person,
you just get the imprint of the chart and you're like, oh, wow. Like there's
like if you're at a party with these people you've read charts for and then you're interacting with them, you try to not hold it against them.
It actually makes me have a lot of compassion for people.
Oh,
it brings out my better side.
Interesting.
I think when I don't have my astrologer self on, I can be a real judgmental asshole.
Is this something you study personally, or is there a way people study astrology? Like,
yeah, there's like amazing teachers that you can study with. There's schools that you can go to. There was a really great program, was called Kepler College. They still exist, but they had like a whole kind of like university-ish kind of program. My teacher, Demetra George, taught at it. So I studied with her. I picked a teacher and begged her to teach me, and then I stayed with her until she fired me, because she was like, I'm not teaching singular classes anymore. Sorry. So I really like the transmission from teacher to student is really important for me. I'm like a lineage geek.
Have you taught anyone yet? Have you like paid it forward? Mm.
I mean, how all of this got started is that I was teaching. So I was teaching courses online, but not like that. Not painstakingly like teacher to student style.
You teach on your app without realizing you teach on your app.
Like yeah. I'm very didactic. Like I want this to be useful. Like I don't want to like tell you about the energy. Like I want you to be like, oh, this thing functions like this. And so therefore these things are really helpful or this might be a challenge.
To understanding yourself, yeah, I'm sure,
that's
right?
That's why I love your work because it's so accessible. And it's great to look back after the week has passed and you say, oh, no shit.
Yeah.
Okay, so back to this social part. Like if I don't know why everyone's at a party in my head, but if you were at a party with like who are the older astrologists that's like from the 70s, who are they? Like those the women who started
Linda
it.
Goodman.
Okay, so what if is there like
oh my
I don't
God,
know,
could you imagine being in a party with Linda Goodman?
Well that's what I'm saying. Do you see your each other?
Susan Miller.
Susan, but she's always sick.
Are you guys ever together?
She's always having ailments.
We send you love and energy, yes, Susan.
But you know what I'm talking about. I'm like, where's the monthly update? There's always an issue. It's like it shows up like 3 weeks later.
Don't take Susan down.
I don't
she's
mean
tired.
To. It's been happening for years.
She's,
and anyone who
it
tracks
sounds like
her,
she's been doing it a long
God
time.
God bless her heart. Yes.
Okay.
She
there
has.
You go.
She deserves
it's
a break.
Nicer.
And it's kind of like when you know, pass it.
Look, it's
pass
we
it
don't
down.
We don't deliver on the days we're supposed to a lot either.
We're not delivering on the days when we want to.
Okay,
either,
I know. So. Okay, I'm just saying. Give Linda a break.
Susan.
Is that her name?
Susan.
Sorry, Susan.
All due respect. Okay, go ahead. What's your question?
Have you ever been in the same room with any of these people? Or is there like a convention where you guys are all like,
there
oh
is
my
a
God,
convention.
Have you
lesbians
been?
Lesbians who tech.
There's basically a lesbians who tech for astrologers. It is called, oh my God, it just
is it
out
for
of my
your,
head.
Is it for you guys or it's like where people can go meet
folk.
You?
Okay, I'm going to annoy all of you by saying, what does this mean in my chart?
There's all of it. It's, oh my goodness, I can't believe this. But there's astrology conferences all the time. So like all through the year, there's different astrology conferences and you can go to them and they have phenomenal people in them. Like folks that are like encyclopedias. Like people don't understand how, like when you get into the astrological community, they are the nerdiest bunch of people you've ever met in your life. Like they can tell you about, if you're like, what was it like in, you know, 800 CE in ancient Greece? And they'll be like, well, what region? And you can like give them a question and they'll, because you have to be like, you have to be an astronomer and you have to be a mythologist and you have to be a historian really to understand. Like if you really want to immerse yourself in astrology, you have to, and some kind of like expert on religion and the ways in which these like theories get passed down and like, what is the philosophy behind this thing? Like, why do we think Mars is this thing? And then you go to these conferences and these people give these like, basically like a thesis.
Wow.
On why
this, could be like a
this
Ridley
one
Scott
little
film.
Totally, yes.
Don't you think?
Is there
completely?
Is there any drama at the like that weekend?
Is
like,
there drama?
Yeah. No, I know. I'm like, what would happen?
Imagine like Hogwarts.
Okay.
All the different houses.
Yes.
That's so great.
You got your Gryffindors and
do
your Hufflepuffs.
Like,
so
people
much
hook
drama.
Up? There's like probably
people, oh for sure
yeah there's like
I mean I'm too
left
old for
connections.
That now but yes definitely there's I mean they there's so much partying
it should be a TV show
yeah.
Oh partying
so much party wasted people folks are wasted
I
mean academics
show.
There's
right
like, total alcoholics
and they're like letting loose
not that astrologers are alcoholics but
no
they're weirdos they're like it's like
they're nerds that are always their faces
yes,
are in a book all the time studying
and
researching.
Like studying things that aren't even you know they're about this but they're also
they're like on a larger scale
yes
right
yes.
Yeah it, there's nothing tangible to it
yes oh I mean God. it's
can we go with you next time you
yeah,
go
let's
and
do
I want
this.
I want a people watch. I'll be all Linda I mean Susan
okay. how are the eyes.
Do you know that Linda's dead?
No.
But honestly, you could Susan probably
this
could see
terrible.
Linda, so
probably.
It's fine.
Wait, yeah, this
it's
terrible. Fine. You guys, heads up next time. You could have given me a... It's okay.
I mean, she passed on a long time ago.
Yeah, she did.
Okay.
Yeah, she did. My mom had her books on signs. That's where I discovered it.
Yeah.
Right. And Mary is 84. So now it's all like.
I think she also had a tragic death.
Oh, she did? Linda Goodman?
I think that she died.
Oh, what?
Like, I think she died without a lot for what she gave. Like,
oh,
kind of
no.
Like.
That's terrible.
You know, like a little bit of, I think, close to like a Walter Mercado kind of situation. Did you guys watch that?
Which one? Walter Mercado.
What's that? Oh my God.
We love a good watch.
Oh my God. Okay. There's a Netflix doc on him that is so heartbreaking and so beautiful.
What's it called?
Oh, Mucho Mucho Amore. Because that was his.
Mucho Amore.
Yeah, that was his sign off. Right?
Oh, I've seen that. Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Mucho, mucho amore.
Do you know who Walter Mercado is?
Now that you've said that, I'm like,
he was flamboyant. Gayest.
Yeah.
He was like the Elton John.
Right.
Of
like a Liberace.
He was Liberace. But he had to be, he wasn't out. He wasn't out.
Like it was like,
It was like Kate back in
2002. Jesus Christ. Give me a break.
I just killed myself.
Give me a break. Me and Mucho Mucho Amore understood. It's like, leave us alone.
Different sides of the spectrum. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Leave us alone.
Yeah.
Pants.
Okay. Can you please talk about your book and your app before we get into what we're going to talk? Because I don't want to forget by the end.
It's the best app online.
I want everyone to look all your stuff up and get it. And
it's the Chani app. C-H-A-N-I.
Right.
It's the Chani app. It's honestly the best app.
I know. I just want everyone to know.
I'm telling them right now.
And,
it's the Chani
app. Your book as well.
Thank you. So the app is... One of the things I'm most proud of the app is the way we run the company.
Okay.
So we have a floor of $80,000. So nobody makes less than $80,000 in the company. We have paid and protected gender-based violence leave so that if you experience gender-based violence, you can have unlimited time off. And we also have a stipend for you. We have unlimited vacation and a vacation stipend to encourage you to take vacation. We close the office for 8 weeks a year, 7 to 8 weeks a year. I think it was 7 last year and it'll be 8 this year, plus you get your vacations. We have a 4-day work week now. So we highly encourage rest and recuperation and healing. So I want people to know that it's not just that we are writing things and talking about healing, is that we are creating a company that is also focused on that. And we give 5% of our revenue, so not our profits, but our revenue, directly to survivors of gender-based violence in the form of cash grants through my wife's nonprofit, Free From, which works at the nexus of gender-based violence and financial security or financial justice, you could say. So we are dedicated to mutual aid. We believe that survivors need money and that no one should tell anybody how to spend money when they're in crisis and they're trying to leave a violent situation. We know that the number one reason why women and children are homeless is because of domestic or intimate partner violence. We know that 1 in 3 women will experience severe intimate partner violence in their lifetime, and 1 in 2 trans people will. And we know that the number one reason why people stay is because they cannot financially afford to leave. And that economic abuse is one of the main functions of intimate partner violence. And so we believe that people should have the resources they need to be safe. So the app was originally built by a team of survivors that had, you know, that had learned to code and then we work closely also with my wife's organization. There's a fraction of it called Gifted, and that's a survivor entrepreneurship program. So they make the candles that we sell on our site.
Oh yeah.
So we pour candles at astrologically auspicious times with properties in it, and then we've designed them and put affirmations on them that I wrote, and then that is a survivor-owned business and they make 100% of the proceeds. And then the people that package and wrap it and send it are also survivors and they make $38.50 an hour, which is a living wage in LA. So our company is an experiment of like how to do business in like a queer feminist way.
What an incredible.
Oh my God. I was almost brought to tears.
Me too. Are you taking applications?
I'm looking over at,
yeah.
I'm looking over at Arwen and Val going like, sorry guys.
Wow. What an incredible.
That's good for you. Yeah. Really. Thank you for doing that.
You know what? It's easy. It's not a hard thing to do. I think that we live in so much indoctrination and mm-hmm. capitalism and patriarchy and colonization that we think these things are like cute to imagine. And like I've said this before in public, but the tech bros, when we put out a job listing and we list our benefits, which we have a lot more than I even said, they're like, oh, lol, this company, can I buy short stock against it? Like, can I bet against it?
Wow. Really?
And they like the amount of rage that comes from the dudes when they see and read, they're like, oh, this company is going to go under like in 2 seconds. We've been profitable since the day we launched. We don't have any VC funding. We own our company 100%. We will never take money from anybody else. We will never sell your data. We will never be beholden to anyone. So we get to do our company as we want to do it because nobody's telling us what the fuck to do.
Right.
And we're like, oh, well, we can do what we think is possible and then also prove that it's profitable. So it's not a nonprofit. Like, we are a for-profit company, but we're also, you know, doing this work with a nonprofit that shows that that's also sustainable and possible.
I am so excited about this. That yeah. was like my head popped off.
Yeah.
I have to go find it.
And that's why there's no ads.
No ads.
On your app.
There's no ads in my app and my podcast on anything that we do.
Right.
Yeah. I've never had ads.
Right.
Yeah. It's always, it's been community driven since the beginning. So I used to write horoscopes and put them out. And that was my life. And I was just writing and putting stuff out and being like, I don't know, no one will ever read this. And then me and my wife met and she was like, could I put, this is like back in the day, she's like, could I put a PayPal donation button on your app? And I was like, you know how to do that?
Like, I'm in love.
That was like her big flirt with me.
What a flex.
You're like hot.
And yeah, totally. It was. See, I'm also just such a Gen X that I'm like, I don't know how to do anything.
Oh,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Be a human.
Now you can understand. You can empathize with the two of us.
Yes.
We're the same way.
Yes. I mean.
So do you think it was the combination of the two of you that was, okay.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
It's everything. Wow. Yeah. And it's in my chart that I need people to partner with me. I'm not a good employee, that's for sure.
Right.
I'm not a good like boss in the typical way of like I can say, oh, go do this. I want people to like meet me where I am and like create with me.
You want equals, not
I do
subordinates.
I was
right?
raised by hippies, so I just don't think I have the other. My wife's really good at. She's the leader of the company. She runs the company and her nonprofit, and we have a baby.
Wow! Wow!
Wow!
Yeah. She's something. But I'm good if I have partners with me.
I have that. I wonder if that's in my chart. Yeah. I love
I like
collaboration.
To have a partner too.
Yeah.
That is there anything people get wrong about astrology that drives you nuts that you would like to clear up today on Pants?
Let it be known. I mean, you know, people get a lot of things wrong. My friend of mine said that she wanted to get me a shirt that said, that's not how it works, but okay.
That's really good.
Because apparently
that's
I say that
merch.
A lot to people.
I love that. Thanks for listening to Pants. You can find links to all things Chani in our show notes. And next week, she is back to read our charts. Thank you for listening to Pants, a podcast brought to you by myself, Alicia Haley, and Kate Menig. Produced and edited by Arwin Nix. Mixed by Valentino Rivera. Please listen and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or anywhere you listen to podcasts. Theme song by Carolina Pera of the band CSS, and graphics are by Love Fox.